Ursula Le Guin's Earthsea, Part 8, Tanar, based on the novel Tehanu, adapted by Judith Adams.
He looks dead, as he once did in the darkness of the tombs. Back then I meant to kill him. Now, again, I'll make him stay alive. A second time.
Which of us saved the other from the labyrinth gate?
He starts, looks at me, and smiles like a child.
Tanar.
I lean forward and kiss his cheek. He sleeps again. Have I ever kissed him before? Why did I never even think of it?
Was he burned too?
The child's next to me, looking at the old scores on his cheek.
Yes.
By a dragon?
No. I asked him the same question once, taunted him.
What did he say?
He said they were made by a darkness he let loose that pursued him for a long and bitter time, until he learned its name.
What was its name?
Ged. Its name was Ged.
Auntie Moss spoons life into him, broth of roots and herbs and goat, propping him against her, grumbling. After a day or two, she gives him up for saved, but she's still uneasy. Nothing's easy between Ged and me either.
A farmer's wife.
Widow. 3 years I've run the farm alone. East of here.
Any children? Tharu's not yours.
She is now. Two others, Flynn's children. Sparks at sea, Apple's married and lives in Valmouth. What?
Nothing.
Ged.
It wasn't what I thought would happen, that's all. I suppose I had the power to know then.
What should have happened? What did you know?
Your power. When I saw it in the labyrinth, I brought you here so Ogion could understand what it was and teach you. But you left him.
As you left us. I've thought about it since I came back here, the leaving. I remember thinking on my wedding day, Ged will be angry when he hears.
Disappointed.
Angry.
Angry then. Were you happy?
Happy enough. And what could I have done with the knowledge Ogion tried to teach me?
Used it.
How?
As I did, as the art and magic is
By?
Used. Wizards.
Accursed sorcerers, we say in Khargad. Men.
I suppose.
Yes. Men's art, men's world. The old speech I felt as though I knew already. But the lore, the runes of power, spells, rules, raising of forces, all that felt like death to me. I shook it off and took up spinning and making children to run barefoot over the grass.
What did Ogion say when you left him?
What did Ogion usually say? He did me honour. He loved me. He let me go. He wanted no prentice but you. Until he saw Tharu just before he died. Said plenty about my leaving then.
Tharu?
I don't know what he saw in her, but he was alight with joy. Teach her, Tana. Teach her all, not Roke. What did he mean? If I'd stayed with him, would I have found out? Then I thought perhaps Ged will come. He'll know. He'll heal her. Teach her.
I don't know. I've nothing to give her. No power to help her. But you don't believe me? It's over, Tana. Everything's gone. I've spent it all to close the breach we tore in the world. Now I'm just a cup of water poured out in the desert.
A dragon brought you home. Only a dragon lord, an archmage could...
Stop this! Can't you see? Without Labanon, I'd still be there, helpless. He carried me back to the shore, and then the dragon came. Sometimes I think I'm still in the dry land, dead with the other dead.
You've been hurt. You need time to heal.
Like the child... I don't know why you took her to know, knowing what her life must be. We're living through a time of ruin, I suppose, an ending time. We do what we must do, live on, you with your burnt child, I with nothing. Forgive me. It's better to stay silent like Ogion.
If you won't speak, what can I do but leave you?
To Two stars wink in the darkness beyond the open door. I stand there, leaning on cool stone, feeling empty.
Ged, who brought you up when you were a child?
Nobody much. Mother died, father used his fists. I suppose me aunt did. Witch of Ten Alders.
A witch? Like Auntie Moss? Come here. What did she call that star? The white one up high?
The heart of the swan. In my village, we called it the arrow.
In Atuan, in my language, it's called the Hanu. I've been thinking it's time to be getting back to my farm. I should take my daughter home with me, teach her practical things. And sooner or later, a boat will come from Rook, looking for their archmage.
No one will come from Rook, I think. Give me time, Tinah.
For what?
He doesn't answer. Weeks pass, a month, then another. We don't leave Ogion's house. But Ged's right. No one comes from Rook. They come from Havno. That afternoon, we're skinning frog's legs for supper. Tharu and Moss and me, sharing gossip from the village. Our feet and skirts are caked in mud. Ged comes in from the fields to wash.
Fence is fixed. Being goats, they'll find a way, though. Can I help with supper?
Moss says there's a great ship coming to Gauntport, Sparrowhawk.
From Havno, great port, Smithy's boy says.
I can't.
He makes a movement to break and run like a mouse from a cat.
Where can I hide? They'll come straight here to Ogion's home. I have to go to now.
Go? Where?
Anywhere. Up the mountains.
The king's men. Your king. The one you made. You can always send them away. What are you so afraid of?
They won't come to my house, dearie. Old witch like me. Go and hide in there if you want.
Thank you, Moss.
Sparrowhawk, what can I tell them?
Nothing. Tell them nothing.
See, dearie, I mean, what kind of man is that?
We go on skinning and cutting until...
Mistress Flint!
Men stand at the open door, doffing hats.
Come in.
I see what they see. A widow woman holding a bloody knife, an older woman filthy, gaping, a mismade child, half-faced, half-clawed, scuttling into a corner.
We come from Havnor, from the king.
Yes?
Seeking the archmage, Sparrowhawk of Gaunt.
King Labanin's to be anointed at summer's end, and he asks that his lord and friend place the crown on his head and lend his wisdom to his royal council in these troubled times.
Well... He's not here. As you see, only women.
Perhaps you can tell us where we might find them.
I can't. Will you sit? There's wine on that shelf. Please excuse me while I wash. Help yourselves.
I'll be on my way, dearie.
Come back for supper, Auntie. They don't want to drink what's in the dusty bottle, but they're too well bred to say so.
You've very good health, mistress.
Oh. My word.
Andradian.
The dragon year.
You honour us with the king's wine.
Ogion's wine. His house. But you knew that already.
Indeed. We heard the sad news of his death. The king thought the archmage would have come to be with his friend and teacher in the final hours.
Did he come here?
Can't say. The younger looks at me, bright-eyed.
It's much in the king's heart to know if he's well, Mistress Flint.
I understand that.
We sailed here by way of Rook. In the grove, one of the wise, the partner, had a vision of a woman on Gaunt. We're charged with seeking her too. We believe she could lead us to the Archmage, should she so wish it.
Surely if the Archmage wished to be found, you'd find him.
The king's will is our will. So should it be every man's.
Indeed.
What's between the king and the archmage is between them. We only bring a message and hope for a reply.
If I can, I'll see your message reaches him.
And what of the reply? We'll wait here for it. The Lord of Rialbi, when he heard of our ship's arrival, offered us his hospitality at the mansion.
The king's in the mansion.
The king stays on board his ship.
It was Aspen, your lord's sorcerer, who came and spoke with us and offered his hospitality.
The mansion will be more befitting your lordship's comfort, I'm sure. You see, we live very plain here, as the old mage did.
And drink Andradian wine. Thank you, mistress.
Until our return.
Tharu? Tharu, where are you? Where are you, Tharu?
Here.
Oh, Tharu, they won't hurt you. They mean no harm.
What will they do to Sparrow?
Oh, nothing. They mean to do him honour. No harm anyway.
They will! They will harm him!
She pulls out of my arms, seizes a broom and sweeps the dust of their feet out the door. Watching her, I feel fear rising in me like the dust. Tharu, listen. I think they know I am Tana of the Ring. They'll watch me in case I lead them to Sparrowhawk. Someone else has to go with a message for him.
I'll go.
You'll have to go alone. Past the village.
No one will see me. Tell me the message.
He must leave at once, tonight, and go to my farm, Oak Farm, in Middle Valley. Tell him to talk to Clearbrook when he gets there and say the mistress has sent him to help out while she's away. Can you remember all that?
Yes.
Okay, well, don't go near the turning to the mansion.
I won't.
I watch her from the doorway, not sidling or crouching, flying free, barefoot over the grass, like a hawk unleashed, like a child. That evening we dine on frog's legs and finish the wine. While we linger at the table, Tharu sits on the doorstep in the sunset, singing and playing with a piece of thread. So, he's gone.
Gave him a loaf and a bit of cheese.
Oh, thank you, Moss. That was kind.
Knows his way round Gaunt, anyway. Better he left if Aspen had his fingers in the pie. Queer goings on up there, long time since, even when Sparrowhawk was a boy. Dark things. Worse, maybe, now Ogion's dead.
What's that you've taught her?
Oh, just some nonsense, dearie. There's cat's cradles you can make with four fingers and a thumb.
Oh. Look, Auntie. The dragon, see? I made it fly.
Course you did, birdlet.
So, you've decided he's not a Gebbeth after all?
Him, no. Said he was no mage himself, though, whatever he'd been. So, I was right, eh?
You were.
He don't lie or say this is that and that's this till you don't know which ends up. I'll say that for him. But it wouldn't do, even so. It wouldn't do, mistress, to have him here any longer. He's still a danger to you. Oh, no fault of his or yours.
Danger to me?
Your reputation. 'Tis a queer thing, no doubt, for an old man to be a boy of 15 years all of a sudden. Now his powers are gone.
Do you mean there was some kind of spell on him before? Against...
Lusting? Oh, not a spell, maybe. A trade-off, like them on Roke, for the mage power.
Oh, is that why? Why I never kissed him until now?
They hold themselves away from us. But he can't keep you outside his shell without the spell. They don't like that. Makes them feel weak.
When you had a man, Moss, did you give up your power?
A man? Oh, I had plenty of men, dearie. But not a bit of power got lost on my side. Still, I'm only an old witch woman. How does that count, eh?
I think it might count. There are many roots of power, it seems. Some discarded and abused. I lived in dark places built by priests, serving a power not mine or any god's worth serving. Then I came here into the light, had my man, birthed my babies, lived well, in broad daylight. And in broad daylight, they did what they did to a little girl. In the meadows, by the river, by the spring where Ogion named my children. I'm trying to find out where we can live, Moss. Where a woman can live in this world. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Well, I think maybe there's enough misery around without looking for it, dearie. We must take care of one another. That's the trick.
You're a true friend, Moss. To me and Tharu. I might go to the weaver's tomorrow. Get some cloth to make her a dress. Oh, I've thought of asking Fan to take her on as apprentice.
Her? Hmm? Working a loom?
Even with a claw hand, she might manage that. She must find her way somehow when I'm gone.
Is that what you want for her, weaving? Bless the child. She knows her way already, that one. Just don't know that she knows. Not yet.
Next morning I set off, leaving Theru collecting peaches to take to Moss. On the way I see a man approaching in the distance, slight, jaunty, in a blue cap. At first he seems familiar, then I see he isn't, and feel dizzy. But something makes me dodge down into the bushes, waiting for him to pass. I wait to make sure he takes the road to the mansion, then walk on. And forget. The weaver sits in a chair, as ancient as he is. A girl's working his loom now, bent and sullen. Moss was right. Is this what I want for Theru?
How are you, Fan?
As you say, no use any, Murray. What can I give you, my dear?
Just an end or two of cloth to make a dress for the child.
Take as much as you want.
Oh, I'm going to dye it red. It's time for her to stand out. This looks good.
Get it.
The fan that gave him his username is still displayed, dusty and open, on the wall above his head. The towers and bridges and banners and men and women in gorgeous robes, all delicately painted, are fading.
I see you have your treasure still.
Sea pirate gave it to me granddaddy. For some speedy sailmaking, eh?
Finest work of art on Gaunt.
Only work of art on Gaunt. Seen the other side of it?
No.
Check it down.
Oh.
Careful, mistress. Close it. Now, open it up on the other side. Slowly.
Dragons uncurl with the opening folds. Red. Gold, blue, bright as jewels, grouped as the people are grouped on the other face, but among clouds and mountain peaks.
Now, hold it up to the wind.
Oh.
See? See that? That's its secret.
Sunlight pouring through the silk makes two worlds into one. Men and women grow wings, and dragons look out at us with human eyes full of laughter and wisdom.
Like the woman of Kime.
Magic, eh? meant to show that trick to the old mage. Too late now, eh?
I call in for Theru at Moss's house on my way home.
Child never came, dearie. Thought she'd gone with you after all. Oh, come inside. I'll do a spell of finding.
Ice cold, I turn and run. My thoughts tumbling too fast, too sharp. The cliff edge. She was never to go there alone. But perhaps she was taken there by...
Theru!
Nothing but falling fields and the sea, wrinkled and dark. I run back, past Ogion's grave.
Ogion! Aihal! Help me! Theru!
Mad, vivid thoughts churn in my belly and head. A man in a blue cap. I burst into the house. Nothing in the room, only shadows.
Thirsty.
And a faint, sour, vile smell of burning. Theru?
I'm here.
Oh, Theru. She shuffles out from the shadows towards me. Face hidden.
Theru, don't hide from me. Never, little bird, little sparrow, little flame. What is it? What's wrong? What happened? How could you frighten me so? Oh, I was so afraid. Let me hold you.
Man.
Here. Did one have a blue cap?
Handy, yes.
Did they touch you?
They didn't see where I was.
On my way to Fan, I saw him and... We met him on our way to Ogion. Why didn't I remember? Why didn't I come back? What's wrong with me? You knew his name. Even before?
I knew both of them.
From the camp by the river. They were the ones who... Oh, Tharu, why didn't you tell me when we passed them on the road? They came here?
Not father this time.
Your father?
The sorcerer came. Aspen came with Handy.
Aspen came inside this house? Ogian's house? Our home? The curse be turned and turn. You come too late, wizard. I was eaten long ago. Go clean your own house. How? How do they not see you?
I don't know.
We mustn't hide. It feeds them. We'll starve them till they eat themselves. Choke on the bones of their own hands. Don't listen to me now. I'm angry. Only angry. Am I red? Huh? Red like a Gauntish woman? Like a dragon?
Yes, Mother. You're a red dragon.
There you are.
Go in, Tharu.
She was in the house, Moss, hiding.
Well, she might.
Why?
Oh, the spell I cast, the finding spell, it didn't go right. Went its own way. There's bad things about.
Men from the mansion were hunting her. Will you look after her, Moss, while I go and speak to them?
Oh, don't you go there, dearie. Leave them up there be.
Not if they can't leave us down here be.
They might be there too. The men from Havanor, from the king.
Then the king can learn how women and children are treated on Gaunt.
I go up the road, my legs, my heart, the air itself, thick and heavy as lead. The Lord's people are mowing. They stare at me. A man with a staff stands in the road, waiting.
Looking for work?
Looking for you, Aspen, and a man called Handy. You came, both of you, into my house while I was away.
Your house, woman?
Ogian's house. Handy's a thief and abuser of women and children. Your lord should know the company you keep.
My lord's unwell. The man you speak of has left for the port.
Then I'll take up no more of your time. The authorities in Gaunt.
You'll leave when I tell you to leave. Slander's cheap, and a woman's tongue blacker than any deeds of men. You come here, a foreign witch, stirring trouble, bringing dead things back to life, stealing children from their fathers. These things need to be cleaned up, driven from our island like mad dogs. You understand me?
I'll never understand men like you.
I turn away. He raises his staff. I walk a few steps, then... Force hits my back and sinks through my belly into my bones. I stagger, trying not to fall.
Oh, well. Hello here.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Mistress Tanar, welcome.
Mistress Tanar is one who, like the king, bears her name openly and unafraid, Aspen. I'm sure you know it is she who carried Alfarin's Ring of Peace home to Havnor on her own arm. A lady.
Gentlemen, I thank you. Please.
A dark fog curls round my throat. What do I say to these men I cannot please?
We're returning to the ship. Can you answer us regarding our petition?
I'd like to honour you in return for... But not now. Honour lies in silence until I... Until...
Surely. Take as much time as you need. Your trust, my lady, honours us above all things.
Yes. Thank you. Excuse me, I must go. Where is she?
Still?
I know you. But I can't remember. I must... I have to...
Auntie, it's Moss. Dearie, what have they done to you? Come in and let me help you.
No. The child. She has to come with me.
Mother?
Oh, help me. Little Arha, little nameless one. The dogs are coming. They said I'm... I'm... I,
I can't remember who I am. Who am I?
You are Tanar, Mother. Come, hold my hand tight. We have to run.
I don't know the child, but I take her hand.
Mistress, wait.
Where to? The cliff? They'll follow us. Look!
I see Handy striding down the hill towards us. At his heels, a clot of darkness snuffling like a bloodhound.
See? We have to fly from the cliff. I think the dragon might be there. Help us!
No! Not there! Come with me, quickly!
Where, little one?
This way!
We run headlong, downhill, losing our way again and again, losing the path, running, running. When I speak, it makes no sense. When I think, nothing's in my head but darkness hissing, stroking my neck, between my legs. We run, stumble, drag each other, until a fierce burst of color seizes us. The end of the world, the sea at our feet, blue and deep. On it, a shadow reaching through the light. Is it the dragon returned to save us or destroy us?
From part 8 of Earthsea, based on the novel Tehanu by Ursula Le Guin, Tanar is played by Nina Wadia, and Ged by Robert Glenister. Tharu is Rosie Ball, and Moss is Elizabeth Council. Aspen is played by John Lightbody, Fan by Sean Murray, and The Courtiers by Ryan Whittle and Stephen Hogan. Original music is composed by John Nichols. Earthsea is adapted by Judith Adams, and the director is Sasha Yevtushenko.